937.
Talk Live, we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. We do not have Skype, so if you're trying to call us on Skype, you will not get connected this evening because we're actually in California where it is not the evening yet. It, in fact, is almost about to hit, I guess it is now,
drive time.
Well, drive time starts at 4.
In California. Okay, sure. But most people get out of work at 5,
yeah.
Right? So it's afternoon drive. We're actually doing our first afternoon drive edition of Free Talk Live. because, I mean, normally we're on at the same time, and we're still on at the same time as we normally are. It's just we're physically in the afternoon right now because we're in California. We're here for the Bitcoin 23.
If you were in Guam, we'd be in the morning, right?
I don't know how many hours off is Guam.
I don't know.
I know that we're the morning in Tokyo. I'm pretty sure we're morning show in Tokyo.
That sounds right.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's anywhere near Guam, though. So we're here to do the Bitcoin conference. Now, Bitcoin conference doesn't actually start until tomorrow night. So if you are still sitting on the fence, maybe you live in California or in Nevada or somewhere around here, and you want to come out to the Bitcoin conference, you can still buy a ticket at the door. I believe it's $350 US, and of course, they will accept the Bitcoin equivalent of that.
It'd be pretty silly if they didn't.
Yeah, exactly. So go to Bitcoin2013.com. You can learn more about the event. We're going to be broadcasting live from there, and hopefully that will be a more technically sound live broadcast. We've been having some serious difficulties here tonight, so I apologize to anyone out there who has been dealing with that. Hopefully it will be transparent. Everything will be fine from here on out. 855 450 free. But we're actually at the KOMY studios in nearby Santa Cruz, and we're here with Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist.
Hello again.
One of the founders of Bitcoin Not Bombs, and I said I wanted to continue talking about that, but we still haven't really gotten through this guy's story. This Arizona guy who was at 3 in the morning looking for something to do, so he grabbed his camera, he went downtown and started taking pictures of buildings like the courthouse. Well, the police took an interest in this. Apparently, so did the FBI. They arrested him for some nonsense charge about walking down an alleyway, which apparently was a charge intended for vehicles, and that you're not supposed to go through an alleyway to get to another street is what the charge is supposed to be. But they arrested him anyway. And then
they'll find something.
They found a key in his backpack after trying to interrogate him. It didn't sound like he was really up for doing their interrogation, wasn't too cooperative with them. They found a key that fit a Toyota Tundra that was sitting in front of their building. So they called the bomb squad to dismantle it.
The Tundra.
Not the building. The Toyota Tundra.
They didn't blow it up?
You know, they do seem to like to do that when they, whenever they have a suspicious package or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't blow it up.
Usually dismantling a car is a drug thing.
That's true. Maybe that's what they were looking for.
At this point, they were going to do what they could get away with. And
he says it was a complete overreaction. By the way, the story is coming from photographyisnotacrime.com. When they couldn't connect him to any terrorist activity, they jailed him on the outdated warrant, where he remained until 2 p.m. That's the answer to your question that you had earlier, Mark. So just for several hours. After they realized that they had no legal grounds to hold him. Once he left the jail, he walked back to the police department to retrieve his backpack, which contained his laptop, iPhone, iPad, and an external hard drive, but was told that was being kept as evidence.
Of passing through an alley. Way.
Yeah. When he got back home, his boss told him to pack his bags. He said, I tried to explain, because he was living at his boss's house at that time. He said, I tried to explain what had happened, but they had already talked to him. So he headed down to Tucson where he was staying.
Wait, they meaning the police?
The police
went to his boss and said, hey, we've been talking to this guy.
Hey, well, this guy's
you
suspicious.
You ought to check him out.
Yeah, this guy's suspicious. We caught him downtown taking pictures of buildings.
Can we back up like 30 seconds? This just struck me as totally crazy. We live in a topsy-turvy world. When you're released, when they realize they have no legal grounds to hold you, why aren't you detained and held when they realize they have legal grounds to hold you?
That's exactly it.
Welcome to Legal Land. So,
and if they can't hold you, they'll at the very least ruin your life. They took his laptop, they took his iPad, they took his iPhone.
And they got him kicked out of the place he was staying.
He lost his job, and he lost his... I mean, what else do they have to do to a guy? And he's done nothing. The charge won't stick. The charge is completely
walking through an alleyway.
Well, even if it doesn't stick, what they can do is they can hold it out there as long as possible until the court date finally comes up, and then drop the charge right before the court date, like they did with me and my drinking game arrest, where it was total BS, but they held on those charges until over a year later, when the court date was finally expected to happen, and literally dropped them the day before the court date.
Yeah, and at that point, you have to, if he's in Tucson, you have to travel back to Phoenix.
To get your camera back, yeah. They're not going to ship it to you.
No.
Yeah, and he has left Phoenix, by the way.
And he has to go to show up for court, so he has to show up on the day of. So if he has a new job, that's going to be another difficulty. Oh, yeah, I have to show up for court. Well, what's it for? Terrorism.
They just essentially destroyed his life. I mean, that's what we're looking at. I mean, I really
want
everybody out there who's listening who has ever been one of these people who says, I don't care because I'm a law-abiding citizen, to just ask yourself, have you ever walked down an alley? Have you ever taken a photograph? Have you ever had insomnia and gone for a walk late at night?
Yeah, what law was this guy really breaking?
I mean, because this is just a guy going about his life, and then the state comes through his life like a Mack truck and destroys it. And
I'll teach him for taking a picture.
Yeah, well, and really what it is he asked questions like, am I being detained? And he didn't answer the police's questions. That's what they went after him for. They went after him for being an American.
Remaining silent.
And, you know, wishing to exercise his rights. Using the Bill of Rights in this country is now a terrorist act.
Yeah.
By the way, on this photographyisnotacrime.com piece, there is a picture of this courthouse.
Oh, yeah, is it his?
No, it's not his picture because they've got his cameras and stuff. But clearly, someone has taken a photo of this courthouse.
They should be apprehended.
Yeah, I'm going to bet you if you look up Sandra O'Connor U.S. Courthouse on Google, I'm just going to bet you'll find more than one picture of this courthouse.
All of those websites hosting that picture should be visited by the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Why don't they?
The DHS should shut them down.
They should be able to prove that they had a permit to take that photograph.
It's so ridiculous. I hate to say this because it's almost the America we've come to. I mean, this isn't – we're not talking about this story because this is some isolated incident where, oh, my goodness, somebody got hassled for taking pictures. There's a website out there called photographyisnotacrime.com, and it is full, chock full, every single day of your public servants hassling the hell out of average Americans for taking pictures. People that don't have any clue as to why they're being bothered. People taking pictures of trains, train enthusiasts, you know, architectural enthusiasts, just your average people who like airplanes, want to get underneath an airplane and take a picture of it as it passes over their car as it takes off. These are the kind of people that they're hassling. Normal Americans. It's just ludicrous.
It's also completely the opposite on the other side of the fence, and that is that the government is taking more and more pictures of you every day, and they don't necessarily even need to tell you when they are. So
why would they?
So, I mean, if it's really such a big deal to have your picture taken, then you would think it would go both ways.
No, absolutely it wouldn't. The government carries weapons you're not allowed to touch.
That only belong in a war zone, according to the president.
Right, and then they use them here in the streets of the United States.
Well, what does that tell you?
It's a war zone,
and you're not allowed to arm yourself. Yeah. I'm not sure who the other people are fighting against.
So there's much more to talk about here tonight, and also throughout the whole weekend. We'll be certainly talking about Bitcoin a lot, especially starting tomorrow night, because we're going to be broadcasting live from Bitcoin 2013. Davi Barker is one of the proprietors, the founders of Bitcoin Not Bombs. And is it BitcoinNotBombs.com, Davi?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the purpose of Bitcoin Not Bombs is what?
We want to be a launching pad for organizations that are ready to adopt Bitcoin, and especially nonprofits, NGOs, social entrepreneurs, things like that,
Non-governmental organization.
Yeah, NGO is a non-governmental organization.
Tell me what these terms mean. I need a little fleshing
out. So this is the backstory. We want to say non-profit, but non-profit is technically a tax status, and we don't really care about people's tax status. So what we're talking about...
So charities, then.
We're talking about charities. We're also talking about entrepreneurs if they're the term social entrepreneur is a person who recognizes an ill in society.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more here in moments. 855, 453. Maybe you've got a question for Dobby Barker. He is also the Muslim agorist, so I'm sure he'll be happy to field any Muslim/Islam-related questions, too.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. you can bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. However, there are some internet issues now, so if you're on the line, I have no idea. So if you're there, please be patient and promise we will get to you. 855-453 is the number. Skype, not an option until Tuesday because we're on location and that's just something we can't do when we're live on remotes. Ian and Mark, as usual, special guest in studio, Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist, is here with us tonight. And we've been talking about the Bitcoin Not Bombs, and I want to continue that discussion. It's a brand new organization. Of course, Bitcoin's exciting for a lot of folks, so we'll get back to that here in moments. Dobby, are you going to Porkfest this year?
I am absolutely going to Porkfest. It'll be my first Porkfest.
What?
Fact. Yeah.
I've only been to Pine Freedom Festival.
Thank you for that, yes.
I've only been to Liberty Farm. I've never been to Porkfest.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun because Porkfest is normally a lot of fun. This is going to be extra fun because...
Oh, I'm bringing my own fun.
It's Porkfest X.
Yeah, I know.
You and everybody else, buddy.
Porkfest X. You're actually going to be on a panel at Porkfest.
Yeah, I think Daryl Perry has put together a religion and the liberty movement panel, and so he's asked me to come representing Islam.
Perfect. And he's going to be doing some kind of... he's not really a Christian, but... kind of is.
The way he explains it is he essentially believes what Christians believe but objects to the term for some reason.
He's a follower of Yeshua.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, it might even be that. It might be that Christ, he doesn't like the mispronunciation.
It's basically Yaheshua is Joshua,
yeah.
Which would be what's Jesus' name, but I mean it's kind of this sort of translation that has trickled down to us through English as Jesus.
Yeah, well, he's the author of the Anarchist Teachings of Yeheshua, mm-hmm. And I know throughout that book he refers to him as Yeheshua. He doesn't use the word Jesus, so...
So you guys are going to be discussing that. Do you know who else is going to be on the panel with you?
You know, I don't know. I was just invited, and I said yes.
Well, it's going to be a blast. The Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is your chance to come up to New Hampshire, check out New Hampshire, and most importantly, not just to enjoy the natural beauty of the place, but also to be surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who understand what freedom is all about and who are actually willing to do something about it. I mean, that's the point of the Free State Project, is to get people who love the ideas of liberty together to move into a concentrated area, to concentrate our numbers in one specific geographic area. New Hampshire was chosen because, well, it's already kind of got a relatively freedom-oriented mindset.
Rare guy.
Yeah, I mean, California is a beautiful place. I enjoy visiting California, but man, it's not a free place.
No, it's not.
In a lot of ways. It's free in some ways. Like, you know, the pot thing here, they've got New Hampshire beat on that. But actually, California's been beat out by Washington and Colorado at this point on that one. So go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about the Free State Project there. And go to porkfest.com to get signed up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The tickets, I believe, are $50 for the whole week. Now, that doesn't include whatever it's going to cost you to camp, which isn't very much.
Or travel.
Yeah, travel, camping. You can always share your campsite with multiple people, thereby cutting the cost down pretty significantly. And so look forward to seeing you there in 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's about a month.
Yeah, it's coming up fast. So go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com. We've been talking about Bitcoin Not Bombs, bitcoinnotbombs.com,
right.
Website. You were just getting into kind of telling us the intentions. You want
sure.
to help charities hook up with Bitcoin, basically.
So really what we want to give nonprofit organizations financial freedom using Bitcoin, right? But nonprofit is a tax term. It's an IRS term. It has a legal definition.
Legal
right?
term, right?
So we're still searching for another term that for the organizations we're talking about. And so sometimes we'll use nonprofit. Free Aid still uses the word nonprofit. But also NGO is non-governmental organization. That's a sort of international
yeah.
nonprofit term.
Mm-hmm.
I like the term social entrepreneurs because I think that entrepreneurs have a great capacity to do charitable work as well or to provide public services as well.
That's what entrepreneurs do is they solve
right.
problems. They
solve
problems,
and we want to solve them. So this is the grand vision. The grand vision is Bitcoin, we've seen a whole generation of sort of spontaneously wealthy entrepreneurs, and we want to be able to say or to demonstrate that the agorist kind of entrepreneurial projects where they're like, we want to actually replace coercive services with voluntary services. We want a generation of them to be spontaneously wealthy using Bitcoin.
Mm.
And so that's sort of part of the vision of developing alternative services and alternative organizations to the coercive system.
So, I mean, you guys just got the ball rolling on this. When did Bitcoin Not Bombs launch?
Oh, this is our first launch. This event is our first launch. So,
because I know, I'd heard about it. I knew the website was there. Well, I didn't realize.
We're sponsoring.
Yeah, you guys are one of our media
sponsors. That's why you've heard about it. It's because I've been taking care of that in for you, buddy. I'm handling it.
So Free State Project, Free Aid, and Antiwar.com are here at the convention speaking about nonprofits, and this event, or our participation in their panel and their marketing, is our inaugural launch to make sure that they get the publicity and they get the donations that they need to do things.
Do all of them accept Bitcoin?
Yeah, that's why they're here. Okay. They all accept Bitcoin.
Okay, that's good to know. And thanks, Mark. I was aware that they were sponsoring. We were sponsoring them. I was involved in that, too. Appreciate
good.
It. So 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So there's a panel discussion coming up here at
Sunday
Bitcoin
at 1:30.
Sunday 1:30. That's the last day of the Bitcoin 2013 conference. So definitely worth sticking around for. It's going to basically be like the Liberty panel too.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's Angela Keaton from Anti-War. It's Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project. Our very own Stephanie Murphy from Sundays on Free Talk Live.
She's moderating.
Moderating. Teresa Warmke from Free Aid will be there.
Free Aid, yeah.
Right, from Free Aid.
And what is that? Like, I don't know if Angela is a Free State Project participant, but otherwise, almost all Free State Project participants.
Yeah.
And I know Angela Keaton has definitely been at Free State Project events. So Free State Project affiliated, it's like an FSP panel.
Let's say there's a lot of sort of cross-pollination between the Bitcoin community and the libertarian movement. So.
There is. We were talking about this at lunch earlier at the Hawaiian place down the road here from the KOMY studios.
Awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, the question was, what percentage of people who are into Bitcoin, like into Bitcoin, are actually liberty-minded?
Well, I mean, the polling would suggest that we are the majority.
Yeah.
What polling is this?
There was a Zero Hedge poll that was done. I don't know the specifics of it or whatever, but it essentially...
I went and answered some questions, too.
I like to say that it is your basic libertarian demographics squared. So it's mostly male, mostly white, mostly libertarian.
I'm very curious to see what the demo of this Bitcoin conference is going to be.
But they're not all English speakers, I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. I actually get a lot of international orders.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
why aren't ladies attracted to Bitcoin? What's up with that?
I don't think that's true. I mean, I think that's the way that it's worked out right now. I think.
And those are the ones that will answer polls, right? I mean, you know, it's the. Just for whatever reason, some folks haven't answered
polls.
You think
white males are more likely to answer polls or something like
Maybe.
That?
Maybe. Okay. For whatever reason, all three of these organizations are being represented by women. So,
that's a good
point. That's unusual, maybe, but, I mean, and it's moderated by a woman. So we have, maybe we have, no, there's other women. If you go to the website, there's other female speakers, too. So maybe maybe Zero Hedge is unusually populated by male readers. That's
could
possible,
be.
Too.
Could be, yeah.
So,
it certainly wasn't a scientific poll.
No, it wasn't, but it's the only poll that's been done,
right.
So that's why we use it.
And you said the majority liberty-minded.
That's what it said, yeah.
What was it, like 56%, 70%? What are we looking at?
I don't remember.
97, says Drew in the corner over there. All right, 855, 450, free. Your thoughts, welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here, and we'll try to fix the internets so we can get you on the air. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Go! got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, toll free. We've got the internet back here at the KOMY studios in beautiful Santa Cruz, California, way far away from our hometown of Keene, New Hampshire. Mark and I here, as we always are, with our special guest, Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist. He's one of the guys behind Bitcoin Not Bombs. It's an organization dedicated to expand. I want to, tell me if I'm summing this up incorrectly or not. To expanding the use of Bitcoin in the charity world, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Are you planning on introducing Bitcoin to charities, like approaching charities that you like and kind of pitching them on it?
We'll go after ones if we think there's a natural fit for some reason. We'll pitch it to them. If they want to begin adopting it, we want to make some publicity out of that and get them the donations that they deserve. And we essentially want to be facilitators. We want to marry the Bitcoin community to other organizations that really belong with in this movement. So
Well, I think that it's a great idea, and I think the more, whether it's businesses or charities or whoever, that we can get using Bitcoins, the better off everybody's going to be. I just think it's such a useful concept. Decentralized currency. We haven't really mentioned what it is. It's decentralized currency. It's non-governmental currency. This
right.
is not a corporate currency either. It's not like a private coupon or something. This is a decentralized decentralized currency that is open source. Anybody who's got the programming chops, who wants to get involved in making Bitcoin better, can do that. It's an amazing
peer-to-peer file sharing for currency, is
right.
what it is.
Yeah, it's like the BitTorrent of currencies,
right?
Basically,
and it can't
really.
Be manipulated by world leaders that have their own agendas that often are contrary to what their the people that they would propose to lead's agendas.
It's not getting counterfeited in anybody's basement either.
That's certainly true. You cannot counterfeit it.
So we've got the internet back here. We can take your calls now, 855-450-FREE. If you're hanging on the line, we're going to get right to you. Coming up.
Speaking of Bitcoins, BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Just go to BitcoinStore.com. They've got consumer electronics and a variety of other things over there. And the prices are probably lower than anything you've seen on the internet, because they've got a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor here for a limited time. Their goal is to get people using Bitcoins to buy consumer electronics and other items so that Bitcoin can be that much more ubiquitous. It's BitcoinStore.com. Check them out. Check out the prices. You can't buy with Russian rubles. You can't buy with U.S. dollars. You can't buy with British pounds. Only Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com.
All right, so let's go right into your phone calls. You've been waiting patiently as we've been fixing the internet here. We've got Chris on the line. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes, sir. And I was calling about, y'all were talking about just a little bit ago about the guy who was snapping some pictures up in Arizona.
Yes, sir. He was arrested for taking pictures of government buildings.
And walking in an alleyway.
The charge was walking in an alleyway, because they don't actually have a charge to get you with for taking pictures of a government building.
I'm seeing a lot of people, I've been following it too, and I'm seeing a lot of people trying to raise a legal defense fund, and I don't understand why he doesn't go ahead and just file a informer pauperis into the files or into the records.
And what is that?
That is telling them that you cannot afford to pay for a legal defense. They are now going to put the bill for it.
Does that mean that the state is going to provide you with a legal defense?
That's your option, to take the defense attorney if you want. Now,
that's probably why he doesn't want to do it, because public defenders tend to be incompetent.
It's not. The two do not go hand in hand. Filing the informer pauperis does not. It just, the informer pauperis is so that you don't have to file pay the filing fee.
Oh, well, what filing fee? It's a criminal charge.
Where do you think those attorneys are eating you up alive at? They're still killing you with all the different fees that they charge you for. And if you're going to have to pay for all that stuff, then, of course, you're going
to... Well, I agree with Davi. I mean, I think that the government attorneys are lackluster at best. I mean, they always have a bunch of... Even if they have the best of intentions, they always have a bunch of cases that they're having to deal with at any given moment in time. So, I mean, I'd rather just go it alone and just take my own case to trial.
Oh, yeah. And something else I would recommend, if somebody knows how to get a hold of this particular person, filing a quorum nobis, and that is, it's on the same grounds as a challenge to the subject matter jurisdiction. Except
now, are these actually things you have done?
I have not filed this quorum nobis, but I have challenged subject matter jurisdiction. I can't count how many times.
How does that go?
It's worked for me in the past as far as tickets go.
What does that mean, it's worked for you? They've kicked the ticket out of court?
Yes, I've gotten the prosecutor to drop the case several times.
And you believe that's
because
you
pay?
Because what, you won't pay?
No, because they don't want to pay to take you to. First, they got to have a hearing for the challenge subject matter jurisdiction, and on it, like most of the tickets I've ever challenged have been anywhere from $100 to $260 ticket.
Now, is that something that they have to do in Texas? Because I've brought up jurisdiction as an issue in some cases I've been involved in, and basically the judge just asserts that he has jurisdiction and moves on. And if you try to continue speaking, you'll be charged with contempt of court.
That'll still be a due process violation.
They violate you all the time. At least that's been my experience. Maybe things are different where you live.
Well, that's why we I've called you before and told you about this. That's why we file charges against them so often.
You file charges against the police or the courts?
The prosecutor and the judge and the court.
What kind of charges are you filing?
Right, who's bringing these charges?
Okay, let me tell you about a particular incident that happened that I have on recording. I went into the Fort Worth Municipal Court, which is the traffic court here, and went up to a court clerk. I gave her an information request, and she did not want to give me. I was requesting the oaths of offices for every judge in that court building.
And a lot of them probably don't have an oath of office on file.
Well, she told me I absolutely by no means was getting on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I had already gone and done my homework and found out under Texas Government Code 27004 that it's a Class A misdemeanor for them to deny you the records.
Well, she just said you wouldn't get it that day, right? She would give them to you eventually, but just not right that moment?
No, she had to produce them right that moment.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, for her to not produce them right that moment was she was committing a Class A misdemeanor.
So what did you do?
I walked out of the court building, across the street to City Hall, and there happened to be a group of U.S. Marshals standing there inside the building.
What'd they
do? Walked up to them, and I asked the marshal, I said, if you see someone commit an offense, are you obligated to arrest them? And he said, yes. I said, okay, come with me. I need you to go with me, and I'm going to have someone that is going to freely commit a crime right in front of you. And explained to him the circumstances of how she was about to commit a crime. And when he found out we were going into the court building across the street, he seemed more than happy and overjoyed to go in there and assert his authority over the little peons in that court building.
Sometimes it's like this. So what happened?
So we went up in there. I ended up getting my document, the oaths of offices, and I can now prove that at least 20 of the judges in that building do not have legal oaths of office.
And that's very interesting, but what are you going to do with that information?
Well, I used it to file charges against most of the judges down there.
And what happened with those charges?
Oh, it's just a way to use the politics against them because they're using a quote-unquote supposed legal system against you. And
sure, I follow you. I'm interested to know what happened with you filing those charges. Did they get dismissed?
No, I ended up having to file charges against the judge to...
Tell you what, stand by. We'll continue in a moment here. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you would like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site. They are free for you. You actually can control the content of the site, so you see something you think's interesting online, you can share it by submitting it as show prep at freetalklive.com. Then appears on the site, and it appears on the upcoming stories page. I'm hoping to announce some really cool news about our website this weekend. We're hoping to flip a switch on a major change, and I don't really want to say much more about it at the moment because I don't want to ruin the surprise if it actually doesn't go off as planned. Because sometimes these web projects, something breaks at the last moment, and then you look bad if you said, oh yeah, we'll start it on Friday, and then it doesn't start Friday. So I'm not going to say when it's going to start, but it could be this weekend. freetalklive.com, you can control the content of the site. You can also talk about what you want on the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Now, Chris is on the line listening in Fort Worth, and he's making some interesting claims about court and saying that you discovered, Chris, that the judges there in Fort Worth, at least 20 of them, did not have an oath of office on the record. You found this out through a Freedom of Information request, which the court was initially going to deny, but then you walked in there with a U.S. Marshal, and then all of a sudden they came up with the papers. And you said you filed a bunch of charges against these court persons and eventually brought charges against a judge. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay, I brought charges against a prosecutor to the district judge. Then okay. From the district judge, because Article 2.03 in at least Texas law, and I don't know, everyone's going to have to do their own research on their own state. I can tell you in Texas it's Article 2.03, that if they don't reduce the complaint to an information and submit it to a grand jury, then and they are committing a Class A misdemeanor. And I submitted that to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the state of Texas.
So hold on, just to clarify, you submitted these, you brought charges against the prosecutor, and nothing was done with that?
Right. It was nothing done.
So you then went up to the Supreme Court and brought charges against the judge in that district court?
Yes, because if you go down to the courthouse and ask, do an open information request for the minutes of the grand jury, you'll find out if the judge did anything as far as reducing it to an information and submitting it to the grand jury, because there will be a true bill or a no bill on it.
Okay.
Once you find...
I didn't know judges interacted with the grand jury. I thought that was the county prosecutors that do that. But then again, systems could be different in different places. But so you brought charges in the Supreme Court against the judge because the judge didn't do anything about the prosecution or that the charges you brought against the prosecutor. So what happened at the Supreme Court level?
The Supreme Court justice sent back a nice little letter to me that said, hey, you need to be talking to the sheriff's department about this. Well, that's admitting that he's not going to do anything
right
about the official complaint.
Well, as usual,
so now you've got the Supreme Court Justice of the state of Texas on the hook. What'd you do?
That's right. You take it to the Justice of the Peace and submit a verified sworn criminal complaint.
You're talking about somebody with a rubber stamp that marries people?
Yes, to the Justice of the Peace.
And what are they going to do about it?
Well, since he's the lowest man on the totem pole, the Justice of the Peace is the lowest man on the totem pole.
Does he have his oath of office?
It's not going to matter at this point. It's all about politics. As far as that goes, it's all about politics. You're not going to get him indicted.
Not so what's the point? Tell me what happens when you go to the Justice of the Peace. What's he do? Or she?
I assume, and I cannot verify this because we're not allowed... I've never been allowed into a judge's chambers while they tell me to hang on and go back there and do whatever it is they do and then come back out and say, the Chief Justice will be getting in touch with you soon. Well, then the Chief Justice will send you a letter back stating to go see a judge down in district court again.
So it's just a whole circular process.
Yeah, but I'm telling you. You can directly correlate it to your charges or whatever it is they have going against you, all of a sudden disappearing.
So you basically troll them till they
leave you alone.
Till they leave you alone. Well, you know,
what is it? What does it cost you money to file all these charges?
No, it's not costing you anything because you're only. I mean, you're going to have to pay the notary the $6 because it's $6 here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
To pay a notary to notarize your verified sworn criminal complaint.
But to file a criminal complaint, it doesn't cost anything?
No.
So basically, they just want to get you out of their hair. You're filing these things because not because you expect that they're going to actually work in some sort of legal manner, but that you're just going to be such a pain that they're just not going to want to deal with you.
Well, that and they are. I'm sure they do worry that if one of their political enemies gets a hold of it, or if you end up in one of their political enemies' office filing these charges, their political enemy may just submit it to the grand jury.
Oh yeah,
I think that I think that there's some validity to this. The idea that you're such a pain to them that they just don't want to deal with you. I think there's something to that. Obviously, there's never anything you can really directly connect. You can never really say, well, it was because of this that they did X, Y, or Z. But I think there's some legitimacy to that claim. And I thank you for the call tonight, Chris, at 855-450-FREE. They want to deal with easy marks. Now, I don't think that Chris's solution or system is any better than any other legal land magic hocus pocus out there.
It sounds like it has a better chance of working. It's just that it's really labor intensive.
Yeah, and you got to know what to do.
Right, and I don't know how what kind of charges we're talking about here, but I mean, first you go to the courthouse, you get the stuff from about the judges, then you go find yourself a marshal, and I mean, like, there's a bunch of steps to this.
It's a process.
I'd rather give him $250 and leave me alone.
Well, that's why I'm not saying you should necessarily do what Chris is saying you should do. I don't agree with any particular strategy in this case, but I think there's validity to the idea that if you are a pain, they won't want to deal with you. Period.
It kind of sounds like a fish that flops around occasionally gets off a hook.
Yeah. I think that's a good analogy. So I think that if you took that concept and you made it bigger, you know, like let's say with the Free State Project, here we have people who, if they get a ticket, they're going to go to court. And they're going to challenge that ticket. They may not know all the ins and outs like Chris does as far as,
he certainly seems to,
you know, the different things that you can file. But we know the basics. We know that if I'm getting a $5 parking ticket, I can challenge that. They're going to then have to schedule a trial. That's going to take up their precious time. That's time that they could be prosecuting other matters. That's time that they could be prosecuting a case that's worth more money or more whatever, more political capital. And so they only have so much time. The court can only be open so many hours each day. And so if more people would have thrown their own cases into the system and monkey wrench, and then the court system would become even more crippled than it already is. Now, the problem is that most people are like you, Mark. They just want it to go away. They just want to cut a check. They don't want to have to go back to court ever again, because who wants to go to court? It sucks. And so I don't blame anybody for doing that. But if more people did, whether it's what Chris is advocating or just challenging a charge, just going straight up to court, file some motions, keep them busy with that too. You know, the more that you can do, the less likely they're going to want to pick on you, because these are just bullies. I mean, you were talking about how they were a gang following a guy down an alleyway earlier, Davi.
Yeah.
That's what these people are. They're a criminal gang, and that's how they behave. And the criminal gang doesn't really want to fight with a well-armed criminal gang. And I'm not saying shoot anybody or be violent. But a gang doesn't want to go up against an opponent that knows their stuff. They want to go up against people who they can push over, who they can get to give them their wallet, who they can get to give them whatever it is that they have of value.
Well, you threaten their legitimacy with what was the gentleman's name?
Chris.
Chris's system here, because they are supposed to have oaths of office on file, and they don't fill out their paperwork any better than the average taxpayer does, but they can go after and they can throw the average taxpayer in jail anytime they want. That's why people are petrified of them.
Yeah, and that would be an interesting thing. Like if someone like Chris, who is actually doing this kind of legal research, had a blog where they could post that information, I think that'd be really interesting to say, hey, yeah, Judge so-and-so that's there convicting people every single day, he never swore an oath.
But doesn't that mean he's not a judge? I mean, isn't that the theory?
And
so if you actually confirm that a guy doesn't have an oath, wouldn't the, like, reasonable thing to do to be to overturn all of his judgments throughout his entire career?
Yeah, if there was any logic behind the system. Jillian is on the line, and she's also in Texas. Speaking of legal land troubles, Jillian from Stateless Suites. Hey there.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. Yeah, I just got to a really small town in Texas, and I'm at a hotel. I just wanted to let you guys on my court case today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you were arrested last year on your way to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in this little town in Texas for allegedly carrying hashish. I want to come back. If you can you stick with us through the news?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stand by. More with Jillian from Stateless Suites. She's in that town again, I guess, to wrap up the court case. So we'll get the update from her. What happened with the hash case with Jillian? Is she going to make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year? It's Free Talk Live.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.